Welcome to the Anderson Business Advisors Podcast, the nationally recognized preferred provider for asset protection and tax planning in the nation. This show is for real estate investors looking to protect their assets, save on taxes, and build their wealth with Clint Coons. Clint is an attorney, author, avid real estate investor, and featured instructor at Anderson's tax and asset protection events held throughout the country. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone. Hi, it's Clint Coons here with Anderson Business Advisors, and this is another edition of our podcast. And on this podcast, I have with me someone who I've known for several years that is a real estate investor. And actually, this individual has done over 1,200 deals and has been investing for 20 years. So he actually brings with you to this podcast today real world experience. And the reason why I thought it would be so interesting to have this special guest on this podcast is because there's something that we've noticed out there right now in the industry or in this real estate investing space is that finding good deals is getting harder. If you have more investors competing for the same properties, I see this over and over again. People say, hey, it's just where do you find the deals? The deals never seem to be there. And if we talk about MLS properties, you've all heard this, right? MLS, if you see a property on there, it's been on there for more than 5 days, it's not a deal and you should avoid it. My special guest that we're going to have on this podcast has found a way to take MLS properties and actually profit from them. He has a unique system that he has developed, which he calls way upstream investing, where you go out there and you can blow away your competition by finding deals that will help you take your investing to the next level. And I thought, you know, this is going to be great. Everyone wants to add another tool to their investing toolbox, and this may be the one for you. So with that, I'd like to invite onto the podcast Keith Eichle of FISBOVault.net. Keith, how are you doing?
Hi, Clint. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great. Excited to be here today and sharing some great content with your audience and listeners.
Excellent. Now, as you heard in the opening, I was talking about buying properties on the MLS. Anybody would tell me that you can go there to find deals, I'm going to look at them and think, you're not a real estate investor. You cannot find deals on the MLS. But obviously, you have. So I'm just curious. I mean, what is it in your background that led into you being able to find these properties? So I think, you know, I'd like to hear a little bit about that, and then we'll go into the actual investing strategies.
How I came across this and stumbled along this is back in 2000, I actually launched a company designed around marketing real estate. And I did this back in Chicago. And I became very, very successful in marketing properties. I actually owned a real estate brokerage. I owned a title company. I ended up being in mortgages, appraisals, and the whole thing. Within 18 months, we took over a massive market share, became number one in the industry. And in 5 years, I sold it all off. And in that time, in that experience, there was something, Clint, that I identified. And it still happens today, was just that there's so much opportunity out there that people aren't looking at. And so in that time of being in real estate, you start realizing that there are people way upstream that need help. And when you figure out how to get in front of them in the early part of the stages, you just open up the doors massively for opportunity.
You realize that there are other opportunities out there. And through your culmination of experience in these various spaces within real estate, you saw this. So question is, what is it?
If you break down real estate, I think one of the big things that happens, there's two parts to this equation. One is a big piece that's true for any business, which is understanding marketing, right? So a real estate investor is a marketer. So at the end of the day, you've got to be out there marketing your business. And a lot of the investment strategies that are taught today, there's not really a lot of marketing as much as there is go get access to a list. You know, all these properties that are, you know, foreclosed on or going to auction, et cetera, and you try to strike a deal, right? Well, the reality is when you can reach people through the right marketing and catch them at the forefront before they ever actually hit a level of being in default. Before they're ever, you know, stop making payments on their home or before they hit the true point of distress, when you can be in front of them first, you start the conversation. And what happens in that part of it is you're not even competing with the people that are all downstream, right? Because they're not on the notice default list. They don't have the grass 6 inches tall in the yard and, you know, shows signs of vacant, et cetera. So the MLS is flooded with those types of properties. So when you combine that with the right techniques and strategies to create a deal and creative structuring of financing, and that's where the world changes as an investor. And so that's what we've figured out and been doing for the last 20 years or so.
Okay, so you said a lot there. I'm going to break that down a bit so that the audience can understand where you're coming from, because I have some questions. Just, you know, I'm thinking about the marketing aspect. Now, there's a lot of groups out there that talk about marketing, you know, the yellow letters to hit everyone in a certain area with, and postcards and things like that to find sellers. So how do you differentiate yourself from those other people that are doing exactly that? They're just, you know, inundating the market.
So as we focus first on the marketing piece, to your point, one of the keys in anything is, you know, there's some great strategies out there. Think about Blue Ocean by Chan Kim, wrote a book, being where the competition's not. The way to get ahead of those particular, you know, letters, yellow letters and other things is creating that relationship when a seller first comes on the market. So we've developed at FSBOvault.net and through our next-gen real estate investing strategies, a way to connect in with home sellers before they even get 30 days on the MLS. Because in most markets, there are over 9,000 properties that are more than 90 days on the market. So that means they've hit a level where they're starting to get distressed. So when you can reach them upstream and you already have that relationship with them, you're making the offers with them before they get distressed. So we've built those mechanisms to reach those sellers in advance and create that through an incredible partnership and network at FSBOvault.net.
When you talk about hitting these individuals before they get distressed, now that to me sounds like distressed real estate, that you're going out there, you're finding someone who's behind on their mortgage, behind on taxes, and any of those ways to do that, you can just search property records and you can find that stuff out. And then again, dropping marketing on them or trying to develop a dialogue. But what I'm also hearing you say, and that may be off on this, is that you're thinking of properties that are on the MLS and you're saying they've been on there for 90 days, so they become distressed. And is it because they just need to sell their property and they're getting frustrated because their property isn't selling and they're starting to get concerned? Which one is it?
Well, it's both of those. And to the latter,
okay.
Yeah, it really is. So you really have to realize that people will fall into one of two places. One is they truly are, they lost their job. They're about to stop making payments on their home. They're about to hit a point where their financial world is crumbling, right? And the other scenario is their home's just not selling. They want to relocate. They want to be done with this property, right? But they don't want to sell it at 70% under market. And that's where when you're in front of them and you have creative strategies to be able to work with them and use creative seller financing techniques to help them out of their situation before they ever miss a payment. And if you don't have to buy it at 70%, ARV or after repair value or loan to value, and you can actually give them full price offers, it's a win-win.
So you're talking subject to then is kind of, it sounds like what part of this is that you're going up to these buyers and you're explaining to them, I can put you in a situation where I can take over your payments. I can buy your house from you. You move out, you can go do what you want to do with your life. And you're not using your credit. Many times they have a low interest loan. Is that what I'm hearing?
That definitely is one key strategy. And that's one of the reasons we love Anderson Advisors so much, because the way that you can structure and be very creative in those types of scenarios, Anderson Advisors is a company that understands 100% how to protect you as an investor, right? So that's definitely that scenario. But there's a flip side on that, Clint, which is the following. If I'm investing, and another strategy we do a lot is rent to own. If I could put a rent to own buyer and I can actually already have a property rented with above market rents before I ever acquire it, I'm willing to pay more than 70% ARV. I might not pay full price, Clint, but I might pay 80 to 85% of its value or 90%. Because I'm already secured in the transaction. I've got equity built in, I got no vacancy, I got no repairs to do, I've got a tenant already lined up who's a solid tenant for me. I might actually buy using traditional financing or, you know, investor financing right off the bat. So it is a combination, Clint, there of those are just two of the many strategies, but those are probably two of the most common ways that we will do that. But now all of a sudden, I've already got this problem resolved before they ever miss their first payment.
Got it. Now, you know, talking about subject to investing, I'm surprised there are a lot of people at my events when I bring up the term subject to, they have no idea what I'm talking about. And, you know, 10 years ago, everyone knew about subject to, but it seems like it's fallen out of favor. Part of it may be because there was a time there when the mortgage meltdown hit and so many investors were engaging in that strategy, kind of got a bad rep and people then shied away from it, because they were typically leaving the homeowner in the property and they called it, you know, equity stealing, or I forget the other term that they used for it. But now it seems like, because it's fallen out of favor, there are opportunities there because a lot of people aren't aware of this technique. So maybe if you could share with people how it works in a subject to deal so they understand that term more.
And I think another thing to your point, though, Clint, is these shows like Fix and or Flip This House and the Fix and Flip shows get everybody thinking of a world of investing where you're buying and creating all these pretty homes and decorating them up. So I think that's really is the investing education community is leaning more towards that because they feel like it's an easy audience. People can see it. They get it. You start talking subject two and it's like over people's heads because it's contracts and it's just different than what people can mentally picture. But the idea, there's a couple ways to do it, but the simplest of form is that when you work with a seller, they're in a situation where they may not need to sell and get all their cash out of the property at this point in time. And so when you can work with them, and whether you come in and you rent their property from them to buy it later, or there's things called contract for deeds, which I won't go into too in depth here, but they work similarly that we make a payment on the property and that fits for both the seller and the buyer. And at a certain point in time, we actually then purchase it outright. And that opens up the door to solve the what I will call bleeding from the seller's perspective. If they've got a property that's draining them cash flow-wise, the cash is bleeding out of their bank account, this gets that problem solved for them, which in many people is the most important piece over just getting the cash out, getting the loan off their credit. They just don't want to go through bankruptcy. They don't want to go through foreclosure and destroy their credit for life.
Well, what are some of the risks, though, in engaging in subject to deals?
That's a really good point. Subject to, you really have to know what you're doing from a legal standpoint and to make sure that you've got yourself protected if you're on the seller side, if you're on the buyer side. There's laws around it in certain states where how you can and can't do it, which is why I always tell people, if you are planning to do this, you want to get a good solid attorneys behind you. And Anderson Advisors is the one that I recommend because I know you guys understand how to structure those protection clauses. But some of the big things is just making sure that they don't sell the property out from under you. I'd say that's one of the biggest risks, you know, and there are ways when you structure your deals, that's different than what Anderson, you know, they're not telling you what a good price of the home is, right? Mm-hmm. So you gotta make sure you know what's a good value for the home, what it can rent for. But if you set up your structure and you're negotiating the right way, you can actually even protect yourself. So even if they sold the property, you're not out money. I mean, it's very, very creative financing. It's something we teach at our Next Gen Investing platform of education, because when you understand how to do that, you can minimize your risk very, very, not to zero, it's never zero, but you can minimize it so that your risk on your credit is very low, your risk of capital is very low and controlled. You always know what your worst case scenario is. And if you know what the worst case is and you're comfortable with it, bingo, you've got a great deal. And then you're focusing on the upside.
Walk me through this then. If I'm Pierce County, Washington, how would I go about finding properties where someone is behind on their mortgage? I mean, where do you typically look to get that information?
Actually, Clint, I'm going to step ahead of that. They don't even need to be behind yet. What we're doing is predictive behavior. Right.
Okay.
So if you look, for example, in any county, I could show you in 10 minutes, I could probably find a perfect opportunity right off of Zillow. And we show people how to do that, because what you're looking for, there's a hat trick where they have all three conditions, but you're looking for a seller who is either one, at least 60 days or 90 days on the market. We call that a stale listing because now their mindset is shifting. There's something called the seller mindset shift. And over 1,200 transactions, we realize sellers start losing their faith, right? So there's the seller mindset. Once they start getting distressed, now they're open to more options. All right. So we look for stale listings. We look for, is it vacant? And then we look for, is there a price drop? Any of those three or a combination of all three is the hat trick. Perfect. Right. Because if it's vacant and they got a mortgage on it, they're bleeding every month. It's costing them to hold this. And they don't know how long that's going to last. So they're more open to work with you, Clint. They may not be behind on their mortgage, but they don't want to keep draining their savings account, right? So if we mm-hmm. could stop that bleeding $2,000 a month right now, if I did that for six more months, I saved all that's 12 grand in your pocket just by working with me. So that's the first part. We show you how to identify and then how to reach them. How do you actually get in front of them so they want to work with you and call you up to say, help me? And that way we're not even waiting as long as you just mentioned.
Well, so you've got that realtor there. It's on the MLS. I mean, how do you prevent the realtor from screwing up the deal?
We actually, it's very easy, Clint. One of two things happens. The way we structure our marketing campaign, we either get the realtor on the side of us selling in our deal to the sellers. Keep this in mind. That realtor, once it hits, becomes stale. They're at risk of losing that listing, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a negative thing for them. We could turn, instead of losing that listing, how they get it sold. So we get the realtor on our side to either work with us because it's in their best interest. We can even get them some cash up front as the agent. Or if they don't want to work with us and we're not licensed, we could go directly to the seller and we can work with them. Now they might not work with us till their contract's over. They might work right away, but there are strategies that we do that actually the realtors put themselves in a bad situation if they don't follow the fiduciary responsibility and at least start to work with us. And that does happen, I'll be honest. But it's to their best interest to work with us when people learn how we go about it.
Okay, so in that situation, I understand what you're doing. Then you're just finding someone who doesn't want to carry a mortgage any longer, and they realize they got to get out from under the property. So they're willing to probably negotiate more on price or on terms on how you can structure that deal. Get it. Now, how about those individuals that are truly distressed that are behind? Do you have any ways in which I can find those without going to the MLS? Let's see, because they don't have an agent they're working with. They're in such a state of mind right now that they don't know what to do.
One of the things we do at FisbalVault.net and through our next-gen real estate investing platform is we have something called the Guaranteed Offer Platform. So we help our investors leverage our platform to be able to make multiple offers on properties guaranteed within 1 to 7 days. So it's multiple and full price offers. So we give them a range. Because of having that platform, we actually get attorneys calling us up. We get agents calling us up saying, hey, I've got this property. And so we still come across those properties that are further downstream. And we might do a cash out offer, right? There's nothing that says we won't make an offer at 70% of market or 60% of market. We can do that too. But I like to give sellers options. I like to say, here's a variety of options for you. We could do a complete cash out, or we could do this. So we're reaching them at all levels of the game, whether they're early in stream or even downstream, because of that multiple guaranteed offer platform that we put together. And we have that available across the country. So it doesn't matter where a seller's at or where investors are at. They'll invest wherever a good opportunity to help someone to create win-win situations exists.
So with those type of people, I mean, do you ever approach them with almost a full price offer, but put, you know, some caveats in there, you know, subject to your inspection and things like that, just to get them to want to talk to you rather than just hitting them, you know, without making an offer or with a lowball offer? Is that a strategy that you found success with or not?
Yep, pretty much every time. So what we do is we know how to structure the offers the right way and get them attracting. Look, here's the deal. I'll give them multiple offers for their property, and they could use those as leverage against the regular retail buyer. I'm not concerned. There's thousands of sellers that are not able to sell their property. If they could use my offer, my multiple offers, as leverage to maybe get that perfect buyer at full price and close out right away, fantastic. I've made a difference. Right? Because we know it's not going to work for everybody. And for those that can't find that retail buyer that wants to pay full price today or what they need, we're there. We're there as their backup. And that's a very, very powerful, it's actually one of the 9 mental triggers is reciprocity. And so we're creating a relationship early. I love helping people. That's really what investing is about. And the one thing I want to make sure I throw in here, Clint, whenever you look at a foreclosure list, and you look at all those properties going to foreclosure, going to auction, or going to sheriff sale. Those are missed opportunities by us as investors. Those are people that we did not reach as investors early enough in the game. Nobody wakes up one day and says, man, life would be great if I could just not be able to make my payments, go to bankrupt, get foreclosed on. We missed as investors, we missed the opportunity to help them. So our big push at FisbalVault.net and our nextgenrealestateinvesting.com is to teach people as investors how to help people earlier upstream so we don't have those foreclosures. We don't have those auctions. And yeah, it changes the model for people who are making their living off that level of model. But it doesn't matter. For me, it's more about the people and helping them first. The property is just, you know, a piece of the puzzle. But it's really about the people that are in the situation. It's not about a distressed property. It's about the sellers. So don't focus on properties, focus on sellers and people. That's what this really should be about.
All right. So I do want to again, hit on that subject to topic so that people understand that when you're buying property subject to, you're not taking over their mortgage. You're just agreeing to pay their mortgage and keep it current. So there are maybe many times they're 3 payments behind. So you'll bring it current and then you'll continue to pay that mortgage and they're going to move out of the property. And of course, you're going to rent it or you're going to sell it or you're going to do something like that with that house after the fact. Any challenges that you've seen, you know, in 20 years of doing these types of deals, that when you take over someone's mortgage, that somebody that wants to set up a deal like that, that they should be looking out for?
One of the first challenges is just explaining to people how it works. There's obviously the due on sale clause that everyone gets concerned about. And there's ways, and Clint, you've actually got videos online on how you help manage around the due on sale and using land trusts and things like that to protect. So number one, of course, is helping them understand the process and helping them through the mental piece that I haven't gotten rid of my property officially off my credit or and so forth. And that's going to be one of the biggest challenges. But there, it's really about helping them understand the outcome and benefits that this provides versus not going this path, right? So I think that's number one of the biggest challenges. And then the second piece is always, you know, for yourself, is you've got to make sure that you understand the other side of the equation, which is the renting side or the rent-to-own side or what you're going to do with the property. You know, if you just take over property and you're not experienced in the managing investments, you create your own set of challenges. So that, though, if I could only pick out two due to time, those would be probably some of the biggest ones. And then, of course, at the very beginning, someone's got to know what to say. I get investors that have been investing for 15 years. They could be in front of someone right now and have no idea how to actually have that conversation. So it really doesn't matter. All this becomes almost mute if you don't actually know how to strategies work and how to properly. That's why I always encourage. And one thing we did different at Next Gen Real Estate Investing is rather than paying $20,000 for education, we tell people, look, I know this stuff works. How about this? I'll help you get your first deal. When you make 50 grand, then you pay me 20. That's how education should work in this space. So that's what we did, because we know that it's not just about, like, you give you facts and figures in a book all day and videos online, Clint, but it takes in the field to really know how to do this. And even on the investing side, I get tired of people giving away their entire life savings that for education, but can't actually close a deal because they don't know what to do. We've done it enough times. I'll help you do it. Pay me after you make your money. Right? For those that really want to learn and want an expert to do it. Because I'll put my money where my mouth is. I know
that's smart. Yeah.
You know how to do it. It's actually very easy. But I will be honest, it takes time to learn it. It really does.
What you hit on there, and I hope the listeners pick up on this, is that when you're negotiating with someone, it's sales. You have to know how to sell yourself, sell the idea to that person and pick up on the verbal and nonverbal cues you're getting from that distressed property owner to make them want to work with you, because they're just being inundated. They're in a depressed state already with their financial situation. So you need to show them how to work out of that. And what I find, you know, just in working with people in general, a lot of people don't know how to speak because they haven't been trained. They don't know what to look for. They don't know how to pick up on those cues, and they just don't have the confidence. So, you know, you have a training that you take people through, and I imagine this is part of the training as well, in addition to the strategies, right? That you're going to be working with people to show them how to engage and how to pick up on these types of cues and what they should be saying?
Yeah. So what we break our training into two parts, really simple. I mean, we have a one-day workshop where we give people the whole in and out of how this works so they know what it looks like and decide, is this a space I want to be involved in, right? We actually charge for that training because it's value. It's true value. We don't charge ridiculous amounts of money because it's only worth something if someone does something with it, right? But then what we do is we have people actually learn the basics of how to find the properties. And then for those that want the assistance and guidance, we'll actually, like I said, help them do it so that the hard part, like finding it's the easy part. They're everywhere. I'll show you 9,000. That's what we teach in our one-day training. I'll show you how to find 9,000 in your area, 3,000 in your local area. And I'll show you how to reach them and how to get them wanting to work with you and have a conversation. But actually negotiating is where we help you. And how do you structure the right offer? That's what we actually do hands-on. And we don't charge anything extra for that other than when someone makes 50,000, like I said, then pay us 20,000. Don't pay us unless it works, right? So it's two parts. One is kind of learn the basics, because I don't have to teach everybody over and over the same thing they can learn on their own. But I cannot teach you how to have that sales conversation, as you said, Clint. You are so right. It's sales. It's the words you use. It's NLP, languaging in your conversations. That's neuro-linguistic programming, for those that don't know. It's incorporating that in those discussions. And so that comes with more practice and experience. And that's where our training separates. And we'll just help you. We'll help you do it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that I see a lot of people, investors, when they're struggling and I ask them, you know, what's your elevator pitch or how are you approaching people? And they don't have an answer right away for me because they never really thought it through. They don't have that pre-programmed speech that they're going to pull out of their pocket. I mean, as a speaker, as you know, when you go out and you're going to present, I have a presentation that I can give at any time on a moment's notice that just because I've given it so many times and I know how it works. And if you're a real estate investor, you need to develop that skill if you're trying to get sellers to work with you so you can buy their property. And so, yeah, you're right. That I think is really, really important. All right. Well, we're out of time. And for those listeners who want to learn more, because I mean, the fact that you're going to help me get through a deal and then you get paid only on the back end if you find success is a novel way to approach it. I know a lot of people, as you stated, have paid on the front end and sometimes struggle on the back end to find success. But it sounds like you've turned this around. You're giving the coaching away for free in order to become a partner, essentially, on their success. And I think a lot of people can ascribe to that belief system. So how would they get a hold of you?
The best way is if they went to nextgenrealestateinvesting.com. So if you go to nextgenrealestateinvesting.com, there's a list of our upcoming workshops. People can join in person or online. And what I'd like to do, Clint, if it's okay, I'd like to give a special bonus to your listeners. If they go to that website, they're going to see our workshops are typically $297 with a money-back guarantee. I never want to waste someone's time. I'm confident in the strategies I teach. But because they're part of your network and listening to this podcast, if they use the promotion code Anderson, so Anderson, and they punch that in, they're going to be able to attend that for only $47 with a money-back guarantee. Look, I don't want people showing up that don't have any type of commitment whatsoever because I want them focused on learning. Mm-hmm. But I'll put my money behind it. You will not attend no matter how long you've been in investing in real estate and not learn something worth at least $47, if not hundreds of dollars, if not thousands, because this is stuff you can use for life and you can get involved in real estate investing and expand your portfolio if you're already in it today or get started from scratch without needing income, capital, or credit. We show you exactly how to do it in that full day training, again, online or in person, at nextgenrealestateinvesting.com.
And you know, we just touched on one of your strategies. You have multiple other strategies that people will learn at that workshop that teach them how to go out and buy these properties that other investors are just passing up. So, I mean, for $47, you're just crazy not to invest in it. And this is something that I think is so important when it comes to education. I'm always investing in things like this to obtain more education because it only helps me grow my portfolio and my business. So I hope people take advantage of that. I want to thank you for offering that to our listeners. Keith, is there anything else you want to leave in parting?
I would just say this. I think every person, we all know that real estate creates more millionaires than any other path. And I think it's unfortunate our school systems don't have real estate investing as part of curriculum. I think it's important that people learn it. I think they have to realize it's not an overnight. I tell people right away, this is not a get rich quick. This is about building wealth over the long term. That's how the true wealth is built, long term. It's about investing, learning how to build, acquire properties that you can hold long term, create passive income. If you're looking to get rich quick overnight, this is not the right path. But if you really want to learn how to create wealth, I think everybody has the opportunity to change their future via real estate. And that's what this is really about. So I encourage everyone for their own benefit to, whether it's through us or anything, learn real estate, get involved in it, understand it, and make it a part of what your plan is for your own retirement and wealth building.
Well said. Keith, thanks for coming on. You shared a wealth of information with all the listeners, and I wish you the very best. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks for having me, Clint. It was great being here.
Right on. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Show notes for links to everything mentioned in this episode can be found on our website at andersonadvisors.com/podcast. Be sure you subscribe to our podcast, and if you are already a subscriber, please provide us a review of what you thought of this episode.